a product of Californian Beverages. Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 28th of May, 2025. It's currently 26 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon with wind gusts of 53 kilometers per hour. The headlines. Cost of living in Lusaka hits 11,272 kwacha for a family of five. ZCSA suspends UNICEF packaged water brands in Dola and Kitwe. And Namibia marks colonial genocide for first time with Memorial Day.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka, as measured by the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket, for May 2025, now stands at 11,275 kwacha, showing an increase of 571 kwacha 84 ngwe compared to the same period last year. JCTR Social and Economic Development Program Officer Lukwesa Musonda says this shows that the cost of living is still high and beyond the reach of the majority who are poor and marginalized. She said considering the increase in BNNBB between May 2024 and May 2025, the marginal decrease of 145 kwacha and 2 ngwe compared to April 2025 is insignificant. Ms. Musonda said these price changes were primarily attributed to changes in the prices of key seasonal food items such as sweet potatoes, now priced at 9 kwacha 41 ngwe per kg, replacing Irish potatoes which cost 21 kwacha 72 ngwe per kg in April. She said additionally the cost of vegetables has fallen from 717 kwacha 72 ngwe to 660 kwacha 69 ngwe for a 40 kg bag, while fruits have decreased from 47 kwacha 48 ngwe to 41 kwacha 27 ngwe per kg.
This shows that the cost of living is still high and beyond the reach of the majority who are poor and marginalized. In light of the increase in the BNNB between May 2024 and May 2025, the marginal decrease of 145 kwacha compared to April 2025 is insignificant. These price changes were primarily attributed to changes in the prices of key seasonal food items. For instance, sweet potatoes are now priced at 9 kwacha per kg, replacing Irish potatoes which cost 21 kwacha per kg in April. The changes observed in prices highlight how the seasonal availability of certain food items influences food affordability.
The government has received a donation of 86,670 oral cholera vaccine capsules from the government of the Republic of the People's Republic of China. Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Administration, Dr. George Sinyangwe, says the consignment manufactured by Shanghai United Cell Biotechnology Limited arrived safely at the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport in Lusaka on 2nd May 2025 and has since been securely stored at the Ministry of Health's designated cold chain facility. In a statement, Dr. Sinyangwe says the vaccines are being maintained under strict temperature conditions of 2 to 8 degrees Celsius in accordance with the international standards for vaccine storage and distribution. He says this timely support is a testament to the enduring friendship and strong cooperation between Zambia and China, particularly in the area of public health. Now, the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency has suspended the supply of non-compliant packaged drinking water brands in Dola and Kitwe towns on the Copperbelt province. ZCSA Manager for Communications and Public Relations, Brian Hartyoga, says the agency has since restricted 113 cases of packaged water valued at 7,475 kwacha, pending corrective measures for violating the requirements of the Zambian Standard Bottled Drinking Water Specification and the Compulsory Standards Act. He said this enforcement action was undertaken in Dola and Kitwe during the agency's market surveillance and factory inspections this year. Mr. Hatioga says some packaged water brands were not registered with the agency, while other brands were suspected to be unsafe for human consumption.
This enforcement action was undertaken in Dola and Kitwe during the agency's market surveillance and factory inspections this year. Some packaged water products were not registered with the agency, while other brands were suspected to be unsafe for human consumption. The agency has taken precautionary measures and has since suspended the supply of the affected bottled drinking water brands to ensure that the establishments involved implement corrective measures and demonstrate full compliance with the required compulsory standards.
In more news this afternoon, the Tonze Alliance says it has successfully filed in nominations in Lumeji constituency of Lumeji District in Eastern Province, as well as an 2 ward of Sikongo District of Western Province. Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo says it is now more evident than ever before that the Zambian people have warmly embraced the established platform, the new Congress Party, as the best vehicle for the Alliance to use in securing election victory, not only in upcoming by-elections, but also in next year's general elections. He said the excitement, zeal and dedication of its supporters in the Lumeji constituency and the Tuwa ward during the filing in of nominations is evidence that the Tonse Alliance, under the able chairmanship of former President Edgar Lungu, has been embraced as the main opposition movement in Zambia and a government in waiting. Mr. Tembo said the unity and cohesion exhibited by all the members of the Alliance during candidate identification for Lumeji and Tuwa ward is evidence that the Tonse Alliance has now fully matured into a potent political force that stands ready to lead the Zambian people out of the current shackles of poverty, corruption, selective justice and incompetence.
The unity and cohesion exhibited by all the members of the Tonse Alliance during candidate identification for Lumeji and Tuwa ward is evidence that the Tonse Alliance has now fully matured into a potent political force that stands ready to lead the Zambian people out of the current shackles of poverty, corruption, selective justice, and incompetence.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The African Development Bank has expressed concern over declining investments in Africa's water sector. Speaking during the third Pan-African Conference on Water in Lusaka today, African Development Bank Monitoring Evaluation and Project Portfolio Management expert Helen Njiwa said urgent action is needed to reverse the trend and address the continent's growing water crisis. Ms. Njiwa said the financing landscape for water projects across Africa is deteriorating. Ms. Njiwa has emphasized that climate change has become a central challenge, with water resources steadily diminishing due to erratic water weather patterns and prolonged droughts in several regions.
We can attest that the financing landscape in the water sector is not okay. We've seen a decline in water funding when it comes to water investments in Africa. We also feel that there's a need for us as countries or the banks to be innovative, to come up with new financing mechanisms. Climate change is at the center of everything as well, and the water resources are declining. We have to make sure we're able to secure for us to come up with sustainable measures in the sector. And the water sector itself has been evolving. We've seen a shift. Nowadays, we've seen a trend. Countries going towards sanitation because of the expansion of cities, and there are a lot of slums that are surrounding the big cities in Africa.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Dubbed Germans' forgotten genocide and described by historians as the first genocide of the 20th century, the systematic murder of more than 70,000 Africans is being marked with a National Day of Remembrance for the first time in Namibia. almost 40 years before the use of the Holocaust concentration camps and the